Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Go and sit down for just a minute. One more stand up, and you won't have to stand up anymore for a whole service till you get to the end. God is so good. You know, I wasn't feeling so good the other day, so I went to urgent care. And the nurse said, "Have you been experiencing a sudden loss of taste?" And I said, "No, I've always dressed this way." Where's DC at? I want him to hear this one coming up. Y'all tell him what you heard, okay? He's coming up. He's coming around the back. He goes around and comes back. Where's he at? Where's he at? There's DC. DC, you got to hear this. I heard this one. And Brandon, you took... No, Brandon, it's not Brandon, I think. Brandon, you... wait a minute. I'll tell you in just a second. Ready? Here's one I thought went a little bit too far. How many oldest kids do we have in here? The oldest kid. Raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Raise your hand. Okay, guess what I found out about the oldest kid? Yeah, I'm one. Look, children are like pancakes. The first one always comes out a little weird. I am one of them. All right. God is so good. All the time. God is good. Let's get around here. There we go. We're going to talk about, we're getting loud again. And nothing else, you get your ears clean. Eventually. Don't you love technical difficulties? Joshua chapter 1. Joshua. Is it just loud to me or is it loud to y'all too? It's loud, okay. Very, very loud. Yeah, I can hear what I'm thinking before I think it. That's really loud. Had a panic attack. You may not even realize sometimes. Let me describe a panic attack. I'd never really had one until after Bethany died, and I went to minister to somebody at the cancer center, and I didn't know what was going on when I felt this, but all of a sudden my heart started beating hard and my chest started feeling funny. I found it hard to breathe and I was sweating, and I was having a hard time, but I kept on doing what I was supposed to be doing, ministered to the person, they got saved. And then I had some, God's got this, Team Bethany bracelets, so I went to give them to all the nurses and the helpers up on the next floor up, and I ran out, and so I thought, here might be my chance to get out of here. I'm not sure what's going on. I said, no, I'm going to sit here and fight this, and went to my car, got more bracelets, went back. And I passed them out, and I called Linda, and I said, Linda, I don't understand, or text her. I said, I understand. Something's going on. I said, my chest, and I'm the guy trained in this, right? I've never had one. So I said, my chest is hurting, my heart's beating hard, and I said, my pulse is kind of crazy, and I'm sweating. And she said, where are you at? I said, I'm at the cancer center. She said, you having a panic attack. And I said, wow. She said, go sit down somewhere and get you something smooth to drink. So I went to Starbucks. And 3 hours later, I'd calmed down. All right. So we're going to talk about attacking panic before it attacks you. Now, it didn't cripple me that day. It's just I didn't understand what was going on because it didn't stop me from what I was doing. It just made me feel so uncomfortable. But there's some people that it actually stops them from what they're doing. It prevents them from working. It prevents them from taking care of their homes. It prevents them from all kinds of things. So this is so important. We started it a week before Father's Day. We're going to finish it today. It may seem a little long, but it's not. Once we get going, we'll glide through it. So let's get the book of Joshua out. Joshua chapter 1. One more time, stand for the reading of the word. And after that, you can sit down. Joshua chapter 1, stand for the reading of the word. If you don't have a Bible, look for one in front of you. There should be one in a pew somewhere. Young men, that was some great music today. Y'all guys did good. Didn't they do good? Amen. All right. We got one fan out there. I'm playing. I was playing. I got you to pick your Bibles up. I just couldn't resist it. That was good. Ready? All right. Joshua. Chapter 1. I love having fun in the house of God. It's awesome. Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, this has got to resonate in him like nobody can even think of. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, into the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from this wilderness of the Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only thou be thou strong and very courageous. He keeps repeating something. If God repeats something, what does that mean? He wants to make sure you get it. Okay? So, be thou strong and very courageous, and thou shalt, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Stretch forth your hands this way. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and well, and you are on the throne. Ask you right now, Lord, to bless in a way that only you can bless. Lord, touch us in a way only you can touch us, Lord. We thank you, God, for your word, which is inerrant. We thank you, God, for your word because it's all powerful. We thank you, God, for your word because it has creative power within us if we'll just apply it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the Lord and the people said, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you're sitting down. On the way down, look at somebody. Just look at somebody right now and say, the past is behind us. This is what he just told. That's what God just told Joshua. The past is behind us. Leave it there. The future is ahead of us. Get there. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. Okay, real quick, we're going to go over just a few slides from the last couple weeks ago, and then we're going to jump right in to this morning, just so we can have some continuity. Okay, so let's go ahead and go. There you go. Anybody here like Anxiety Girl, able to jump to the worst conclusion in a single bound? Look at this. I don't have to even worry about it. I can jump, fast. Already, look at these people. They're quick to tell you how bad things are. Amen. Without even figuring it out, how bad things are. So here we go. Get ready. Anxiety is an unpleasant state. This is technical. I'm going to get ready to tell you some untechnical in a minute. This is technical. Anxiety is an unpleasant state of inner turmoil, often accompanied by nervous behavior, such as pacing back and forth. We had some flowers in here yesterday, and I can still feel them. Amen. It is subjectively unpleasant feelings of dread over anticipated events, such as the feeling of imminent death. Anxiety is not the same as fear. Let me go ahead. I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. Okay. Anxiety is not the same as fear, which is the response to a real or perceived immediate threat, whereas anxiety is an expectation of the future threat. So here it is. Anxiety creates panic, and panic creates attacks, okay? Now, that's the technical. Now, let's go ahead with the untechnical. I'm going to go with what mama said. How many know your mama was teaching you when you were little and didn't even know that she was talking about anxiety attacks? Has your mama ever said, son, have you got ants in your pants? Anybody ever said, your mama ever asked you that? Am I the only one? Oh, somebody checked it. Finally. I know DC's heard it about a million times. Son, have you got ants in your pants? How about sit down, get rid of them things? What's going on is you're getting anxious about something. Amen? And when you get anxious about something, that's what, oh, thank you, sister. That's very thoughtful of you. There you go. Now, if you can take that frog and take it back with you. All right. So, listen carefully now. If ever a person, I'm trying to hurry up to these, if ever a person was in a position for panic attacks, it was Joshua. Because Joshua was called to take the place of Moses. Who would like to take Moses' place? Right, so taking Moses' place, there were some big shoes to fill, take the land, there was a big job to complete, both seemed impossible without God. So this is something going on. This guy is having some ants in his pants. He's seeing what's going on around him and it's really getting to him, right? So there's anxiety there. How do I know there was anxiety there? Because you see what God is telling him. Three times he had to tell him, be strong and of good courage. He also told him, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Do not be dismayed or do not be full of anxiety. All right? And that's what God's telling us today. Anxiety is triggered in many ways. Your past triggers negative feelings. Sometimes it's a reminder of a difficult past triggers anxious emotions. I mean, things can go along smooth, and all of a sudden, you hear a certain song, or you see a certain scene, or you hear somebody tell a certain story, and all of a sudden, you get anxious. Nothing's really going on, but because you've got it built up inside that past trauma, it will cause you to react in a very unusual way. So Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. So when you feel unprepared, people can get anxiety. Why was he unprepared? Because Joshua 2 says, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, and I want you to take this land. Wow. And when you feel out of control, when your future's unknown, change is scary. You feel out of control. Joshua 1 and 2 says, thou shalt, and all those people again, go into this land flowing with milk and honey, but none of the flow of milk and honey, there's giants in this land. There's strong cities in this land. So, also when you feel you have no explanation, sometimes there's no warning or explanation to your anxiety. Anxiety speaks false belief. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. Anxiety will lie to you. Know this. Anxiety will lie to you the next time you're feeling anxious. Here's what you do. I'm going to get ready to tell you in a minute, though. Just remember, when you're feeling anxious, and all of a sudden when you're feeling anxious and you're triggered, stop and ask yourself, what lie is anxiety telling me? Okay? What lie is it telling me? Now, that's not. Remember, fear and anxiety is two different things. So, there's also the danger of looking back. Again, we're still writing this same couple of verses. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, get up, go over this Jordan, you and all your people, to this land. You know, Moses is mentioned six times in verses 1 through 9. Moses is mentioned 57 times throughout the whole book of Joshua, talking about somebody you got to live up to, somebody's reputation. Can you imagine? Look, remember on the Brady Bunch when Jan was having a problem? Because all she ever heard about was Marcia. Y'all remember this that famous line? Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. Well, guess what? Now Joshua's hearing Moses, Moses, Moses. Moses, Moses, Moses. Moses, Moses, Moses. So it's easy to look at what God has done in the past and think, I cannot move forward. I can't do what that guy did. So get ready. I'm getting ready to move you into this week. There's a danger of standing still. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you, and I will not leave you or forsake you. And then step forward in what God's got for you. We're getting ready. Here it goes. Now, I love it. Let me back that up. Have you ever had one of those days when you're holding a stick and everybody looks like a pinata? All right. Here we go. My friend, I'm going to tell you something right now that'll help. Okay? Sometimes your anxiety also brings on anger. I'm going to tell you something that sounds silly, but it really, really works. Trust me. The next time you get anxious and even angry at something, or your anger's causing anxiety, instead of holding it in, which all that does is make it worse, because eventually it will come out, either by your blood pressure, all kinds of diseases, or you can get rid of it immediately. How do you do that? Watch this. I want y'all to try it. It's like Hebrew and Greek all together. Ready? Here it goes. I'm not joking. It really works. You're right there in the moment, and things have gone crazy. So instead of losing your cool and throwing stuff, which is unhealthy, instead of losing your cool and cussing somebody, which is definitely unhealthy for many reasons, or sitting there and holding it in, which is even worse, try this. Ready? Next time you're feeling exhausted and you're angry, here's what you do. Watch. Ready? Just do that. Do it with me. Doug scared me. Go ahead and start again. I'm not kidding. What it does is it actually vents that anger immediately. Ready? Try it again. I know it sounds too simple to be true, but try it. Not only will it prevent anxiety, it'll prevent somebody from coming over and picking on you too. All right, here we go. The dangers of giving up. Again, it says, no man should be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. All right, and then there's the dangers of falling short. Be strong, be of good courage, for to this people will you shall divide an inheritance to the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Okay, this is promised. God has promised it. But the problem is, remember, you still got to take the land. He promised you strength. He promised you ability to take the land. But at the same time, you got to take it and know that there's giants there. So it brings anxiety. Anxiety doesn't exist in a vacuum. It not only affects you, it also impacts every relationship you have. Okay? Every relationship that you have. So what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you how to attack your anxiety. Here it is. Ready? Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, there's the power of meditation. Meditation means to mutter under your breath. I asked this last time. How many talk to yourself? It's not crazy to talk to yourself. Matter of fact, everybody does talk to themselves. You know why? You walk along, you're going, let me see what that looks like. Man, I think I just messed up. Man, I could have done better than that. Man, which way am I supposed to go? Yesterday I was trying to get to the grave site, and my GPS went all crazy on me. It got moody. You ever had a moody GPS? It wouldn't quit talking to me. So I said, please quit talking so I can think. And then when I needed to tell me something, it didn't tell me anything. It just sat there and went, okay, do it yourself. And then I got lost. And then my GPS went, So I finally found where I was going, praise God. And so I started muttering. You start muttering, okay? Is this the right place? Am I looking at the right turn? Am I making the right, so we're always talking to ourselves, okay? Healthy self-talk builds your faith. But when you start talking negative to yourself, that was stupid, I'm lazy, I'll never amount to anything, that is reverse meditation, and that means worry. You're worrying yourself to death. How many has ever heard somebody say, that person is worrying themselves to death? Okay? So is unhealthy self-talk deteriorates your faith. So just remember, when you start talking negative to yourself, counterpunch it. Remember, counterpunch it. When you start feeling angry, go, and when you start feeling angry, when you start hearing these negative thoughts in your mind and you're even speaking it to yourself, counterpunch it by using healthy self-talk. Not only using healthy self-talk, but using God's word. So here we go. Here it is. Here's God's word. Ready? Here we go. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. You know what shalom means? Peace. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. God wants us to have peace. Even in the midst of our worst situations, He wants you to have peace. So let's look at here. Y'all say this. Ready? Peace is power. Say that. Peace is power. DC was talking today. I won't get into all he was talking about, but he said, I was calm. I was cool. He's trying to address a problem with somebody else. He said, I was calm. I was cool. I never raised my voice. I told him exactly what needed to be done and how it was going to be handled. Say he had peace. Instead of getting in somebody's face and screaming in their face, peace, peace, peace. It's amazing. Peace is power. So Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Peace. Peace. Don't say it. Peace. Peace. Now say this. Peace is power. Say this. Ready? God's peace is my power. Wow. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. Then next one. We just sang it. Ready? Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my shepherd. Your power to put your trust in Him. We just sang it. He'll never fail you. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who's never failed me. Amen? Psalm 62:8, trust in Him in all things. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Trust Him in every situation. Talk to Him about every situation. Jehovah Raha, the Lord, is our shepherd. It's a very, 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 very powerful thing. Next, when you get God's peace, look at this, Jehovah Jireh, our God will provide. God's peace gives us power to transfer our burdens to Him. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is our refuge, Selah. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, is our provider. You know, how many here has ever been really brokenhearted? Really, really, really broken. And while you're brokenhearted, you find it hard to have peace, because as you're trying to have peace, what you're going through is tearing you apart. The Bible says in Psalm 34:18 that God is nigh to those that have a broken heart. That word nigh literally means to be so close that you can't be separated. Think about it. God is so close to you that you can't be separated. It's kind of like you got under a blanket. He don't just put the blanket over you to calm you. He holds you and puts the blanket over both of you.
Wow.
When you feel God doing that, something special happens. Peace is always present when God is so close to you that you can't separate the two of you. So, matter of fact, I want to read it from the Message. Let me read it from the Message. Let's see here. From the Message. There we go. Come on now. Technology is a wonderful thing when your fingers don't get in the way. Okay. Psalm 34. And the reason I don't have it up here is because this was while I was studying, I wrote this down. All right. The Lord is nigh to them that have a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. I love the Message version of this. You ever heard this puts it where the rubber meets the road? Here's where rubber meets the road. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, He'll help you catch your breath. Wow. That's a powerful, powerful, powerful thought. I'm almost through, y'all. Amen. Amen. Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is present or the Lord is there. Ezekiel 48:35. God's peace gives you power to practice His presence. Psalm 61:1-2. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer from the end of the earth while I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that word overwhelmed means that you're blinded by what's happening in front of you and you can't see which way to go. And God says He will lead you to the rock, to Jesus Christ, that'll help you. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Psalm 139. Let me read that for you. Psalm 139, one of my favorite scriptures that's misinterpreted. Psalm 139. Here it comes. Psalm 139:7. Where shall I go from thy spirit? Or where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And I were thinking, wait a minute. So if I die and go to hell, it says that that's the place of eternal separation. That's not talking about when you die. That's talking about now. How many's ever made your bed in hell? Woo! Ain't no let the blanket can even come close. You make your bed in hell. How you make your bed in hell is that means situations that you're stuck in that's supposed to bring you comfort, but instead of bringing you comfort, it brings you pain. Because you listen to the enemy, and the enemy tried to sucker you in, and when he got you into what you thought would bring comfort, it did not bring comfort. It brought pain, and it brought injury. That's making your bed in hell. It's not talking about when you die and go to hell. It's talking about right now. Now I can ask you, how many in here has ever sought God? And while you're seeking God, you thought you were going to comfort, but the comfort you wound up getting was a lie from Satan, and it wound up causing more harm than good, and it caused pain. Amen? Every last one of us have done that. Every last one of us. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And if I say, surely the darkness shall come over me, even in the night, you shall be a light about me. So God's got you. He's got you. He's got you. He's got you. He'll go with you where somebody else may not ever go with you. Next, I love this. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. His peace will give you power to stand. Joshua 1:9. Let's go back to Joshua. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed or full of anxiety. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Hebrews 13:6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. Exodus chapter 17. What's that talking about? Y'all remember when the Amalekites were fighting Israel? And Joshua is down fighting Israel. Moses is up on the mountain. And as long as Moses held up his rod, Joshua was winning. Amalekites is an Old Testament version of ourselves inside. Sometimes we're battling ourselves inside. We're battling ourselves. We're battling the flesh. As long as Moses was holding up that banner, Joshua would win, holding up that rod. God called it a banner by holding up that rod. He'd get weary and get tired, and his arm would start falling, and Joshua would start losing. So Aaron and Hur came, and they set him on a rock, and they got up under his arms, and they picked up his arms and held him up. For the entirety of the day, Joshua fought Amalekites and won because the banner was held high. At the end, it said, you're going to fight this battle for all generations, but just know that the Lord is your banner. If you put his word up high, you can always win. Amen? Now, I'm going to teach you another little something here. There it is. Lord's our banner, Jehovah Nissi. I'm going to teach you a little something. When you got anxiety, of course, you ain't got to do it like this, but this is just one of the ways it shows it. I teach it different now, but I don't go five things. But when you're having an anxiety attack, when you're feeling anxiety coming upon you in a very powerful way and it's starting to tear you apart on the inside, remember, if your problem is saying shoulda, coulda, woulda, that's depression. That's behind you. If your worries are what if, what if, what if, that's anxiety. That's ahead of you. I can't do anything about shoulda, coulda, woulda. It's already done. I can't accept it. I can learn from it, and I can move on. But what if, what if, what if? I don't have to live in what if, because usually what if never really happens. But I'm going to worry about what if, and it never happens. So my life is ruined now for however long it takes me to get to the what if. So what you need to do is you get grounded. You get right here, right now. You don't want the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. You don't want the what ifs. Grounded right here, right now. So what you do is use all your senses to ground yourself. First you pray and you talk to God, of course. But after you talk to God, ask God to help you with this. Use your senses. Look for five things around you that you can see. You don't have to look for five things. Just look for a couple of things around you that you can see. I can see y'all. I can see my Bible. I see the stand. Look for a few things that you can touch. I can touch this Bible stand. I'm touching my sermon. Look for a couple of things that you can hear. I can hear me, and I can hear a fan somewhere going off. And two things you can smell. Here's the easiest way to do this. You're going to find two things you can smell. Because not only do you find two things to smell, but you get a chance to check and see if you're the one that's stinking in the group. And then one thing you can taste. And once you start doing that, that's called grounding. I'm here. Then you say this. I'm here. God is with me. And I'm safe. Say it. I'm here. God is with me. And I'm safe. Say it again. I'm here. God is with me. And I'm safe. I promise you. If you find yourself full of anxiety, or what ifs, or the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, I tell you, if you get in here and ground yourself, you're pushing yourself away from that, and you're keeping yourself from going to that. You're right here, right now, so God can do what he wants to do. So, the enemy's not, listen, watch this. The enemy's not fighting you because you're weak. He's fighting you because you're strong. Think about it. Let it sink in. The enemy's not fighting you because you're weak. He's fighting you because you're strong and because you're posing a threat. And because you're posing a threat, he's trying to shut you down before you can ever do what you were called to do. So here we go. Joshua 1 and 8. The book of the law shall never depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. How many can say, every now and then you wear that name tag? That's a bad name tag to wear, but we all wear it from time to time. We get concerned about what if, and pretty soon we're not just concerned about it, it's overwhelming us. And when it starts overwhelming us, we're wearing that name tag. So what we're going to do is we're going to uninstall anxiety. Get ready. You know, and I'm not talking about politics. This got nothing to do with politics. But yesterday, there was multiple Moabs dropped in Iran. And because where the nuclear facilities were, they were so far underground, nothing anybody had could touch these facilities. And so they had to come in. Matter of fact, the bombs were so big, only the B-2 bombers could carry them. They're so big. Nobody else in the world can carry. And so they dropped these Moabs, the mother of all bombs. The Moab weighed several ton. When it goes down with precision. They can put it in a cup. It goes down with precision. It goes underground for several hundred feet, and then they detonate it. Some of us should use some spiritual Moabs in our own lives. Some of them call them bunker busters. Some of us have bunkers in our life. The devil's dug in our mind. He's dug in, and he's dug in so deep that he just keeps wearing you out with the same old mess all the time, wearing you out with the what ifs and the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. What if, shoulda, coulda, wouldas. What if, shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And every time you just swat him away, he keeps coming back because he's got bunkers built up inside your mind. Maybe we need to drop some Moabs on his bunkers. But taking God's word and whatever lie anxiety tries to tell me, I replace it with God's truth. And if you replace the truth, the lies with truth, it's amazing what happens. God begins to relieve you of that anxiety. Here we go. As we conclude, DC, come on up here, buddy. As we conclude today, I want you to reflect. Everybody, just close your eyes, bow your head. Just close your eyes and bow your head. I want you to reflect on areas in your life where anxiety has got a hold of it, where Satan has built bunkers. And those bunkers are impenetrable. And your life is built on shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and what if. Shoulda, coulda, and what if. Not what is now. I'm here. God is with me. I'm safe. No. It's, oh my God, what am I going to do if this happens, if this happens, if this happens? Why should I have done it? Why did I do that? And that's all in your mind all the time. And so you can't live in the present. So what I want you to do is right now, before you reflect on these areas, I want you to say this with me. I'm here. God is with me. And I'm safe. Now, reflect on the areas in your life where anxiety has taken hold. You got some? You got them thought about in your mind? You got them? If you can think about them, but nobody looking around, why don't you put that hand up and say, I got areas, and I want to need God to take them. I got areas, and I need God to take them. All right. Nobody's watching but me. And you're safe, I promise. Now, remember, God is not only aware of your struggles. Listen carefully. He's not only aware of your struggles, He's actively working to bring peace into your life. Because His word is Moab, the mother of all bombs. His word can break up that bunker. Jesus said, we're going to start with this one. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome this world. John 16 and 33. You're not in this thing alone. I know it hurts. I know it brings a lot of pain. It even brings shame. God's got you. He's here right now. He's got you. And believe that. Now, let us choose to focus on Him. Not our problems. Focus on Him. Because He's actively aware and He's actively working. And He will take you. Remember, He's close to the brokenhearted. Meaning, He's so close to you, there's nothing can separate you. He's not just putting the blanket over your shoulders. He's just holding you as He put the blanket over both of y'all's shoulders. God's got you. Now, everybody stand up. Stand up. Now, bow your heads again. Bow. Close your eyes. You want to come up here? That's fine too. If you find peace coming up this altar, you're welcome to come this altar right now. That's fine too. Come to the altar, stay right where you're at. Either way is fine. But we want to do some bunker busting right now. Every eye closed, every head bowed. How many in here, but nobody looking around, would say, Pastor, anxiety is preventing me from doing what God has called me to do. Put his hands up. Lord, touch them right now. Everybody raise their hands, the ones that wanted to but didn't. Touch them right now. Help them unleash the power of the mother of all bombs on those bunkers that's in their minds right now. Help them to know that you got them. Help them to know that there's nothing, nothing that they're going through that you cannot touch and bring peace. I ask you right now to touch in a very powerful way. Lord, you know everything we need. You know every place we've been. You know, God, the what ifs. And you know the shoulda, coulda, wouldas in our life. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we give it to you because we know you got it. And Lord, we will not. We will not leave this place carrying and dragging them behind us, God, because you got this. And we trust you. We trust you. We trust you. Now, the next question is, how many would say, I really want to draw closer to God? Nobody looking around, every eye closed. Put that hand up. I want to draw closer to God. The Bible said that if you draw close to Him, He'll draw close to you. Again, that word nigh is used there. And that word nigh, again, means that he'll draw so close to you that you can't stick anything between you and him. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we're drawing nigh unto you, God. Lord, touch us. Help us, Lord, to realize the power of your word and the power of prayer and the power of living right now instead of tomorrow or yesterday. Right now, and watching you move. Lord, everybody raise their hand and draw closer to you, Lord. Draw them. Draw them. And then, Lord, you draw close to them too, and also let them feel you're so close to them, there's no room in between. No room for anything else. It's you and them. And I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for your power and your presence and your promise. And I ask you right now, Lord, to help us, God, to know that we belong to you. God is so good. You can lift your head. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And after we say the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to ask Brother Wayne to lead us to the throne or to dismiss us in prayer. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer. He's going to dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.